Sego, I'm Daya Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. At this week's General Finance meeting on Tuesday, April 10th, Six Nations Elected Council was joined by Zoom by Ryan Furlong from Fenton Films, who is seeking permission to film his feature-length film, For the Love of Rose. The following is a clip from the meeting on April 10th with Six Nations Elected Council and Ryan Furlong, where he gives an overview of the movie concept and the intentions of seeking permission from Six Nations Elected Council to film.
The movie is called For the Love of Rose, and it's about Tom King, a former boxing champion who has a wife and a small child to support, and they've lapsed into poverty. Tom has accumulated a sizable debt that he can't repay. And his creditors have agreed to clear the debt if he helps their millionaire friend find a missing person in a working class town that borders a reservation. Tom arrives to this town only to discover that the woman he was hired to come find is discovered dead. Suddenly, Tom finds himself entrapped in a scandal by his new employers that involves valuable land, and he's forced to make some pretty serious decisions in order to help save his family. So given that the film touches upon some indigenous characters and topics, Chris and I, we wanted to ensure that we get all the cultural and traditional components right and be as accurate as possible. And in short, we want to hire indigenous talent and shoot on the Six Nations for some of the locations. And we want to seek your guidance for cultural and traditional accuracy.
After the presentation was over, the floors were open for question, and the first question was by Councillor Elaine Van Avery, inquired which nation was written into the script.
Are there particular nations identified, and if so, which nations?
We have identified Mohawk and, you know, of the Six Nations specifically in the script.
Another question that was asked was by Councillor Dale Bombury, who had asked the timeline for the filming of the movie and how long they would actually be on Six Nations, which was answered by fellow presenter and producer of the movie, Chris Coles, who is formerly from Los Angeles but will be in attendance and coordinating the movie start to finish. The following is a clip from Chris Coles where he gives the timeline of the project.
I mean, typically it's always more advantageous to block shoot, which means we would with all our locations. And this is the way most films are. You come in and you block shoot out a particular location, regardless of where it falls in the chronological order of the story. So I would imagine on this we would be there no more than 3 days. Ryan, does that seem right?
That seems about right. Yeah, for the locations.
Yeah.
Another question that was brought up was by Councillor Audrey Paulus Bombury, who asked if they were looking for Mohawk speakers or Mohawks wearing traditional clothing, which the presenter responded by saying the following.
Portions of the script, currently there's no Native speaking in the actual script, but that's not to say that there, you know, there couldn't be elements of it in the film. There is one scene in particular where there are two hunters at a gas station, and I could see that we could incorporate that in that scene for sure. And I've thought about that in writing it. I just wrote it in English because, of course, I can't speak Mohawk, so it would not be it's not in my purview, but certainly something that we could certainly introduce, and I think it would actually add some value to that scene. So long story short, yes. There is an opportunity, and that would be something that we would look at for sure with you in your consultation.
Although no formal decisions were made, one decision that was seconded was that it was to be tabled and passed on to the Education and Culture Department on Six Nations until brought back to Council's attention. CKRZ will be following up on this story as it unfolds. I'm Daya Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.